With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel and Hamas agree to lay down their arms for 4 days so some hostages can be let go and more humanitarian aid can flow into Gaza.
The truce marks the biggest diplomatic breakthrough since Hamas's October 7 rampage into southern Israel ignited the deadliest round of Israeli-Palestinian violence in decades. Qatar, which mediates with Hamas, announced the truce without saying when it would begin. It's expected 50 hostages will be released in stages in exchange for what Hamas says would be 150 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Both sides will release women and children first, and the supply of humanitarian aid flowing into the besieged territory will be ramped up. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. fighter jets have bombed 2 Hezbollah sites inside of Iraq, retaliation for more than 65 attacks on American military installations in the Mideast in recent days. Also at SRNNews.com, in Colorado, both sides appealing a judge's ruling that Donald Trump can remain on the state's primary ballot.
The judge in the case ruled that Trump engaged in insurrection but can stay on the ballot in Colorado. That prompted not one but 2 appeals. The liberal group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics argued that the judge was wrong in ruling that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is not clear that the insurrection provision was intended to apply to presidents. Meanwhile, Trump lawyers appealed the judge's finding that he did engage in insurrection. The case now goes to the state Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Celeste Malloy has won a special congressional election in Utah to succeed her former boss, Congressman Chris Stewart. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 22 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 63. This is SRN News. A new tally of how many congregations have left the United Methodist Church.
7,286. That's according to officials with the denomination, and they also report more than 5,200 of those left just this year. The issue, of course, is homosexuality. The UMC has been hemorrhaging congregations ever since its leadership decided to embrace same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Next year, a meeting will be held to work out a formal split in the UMC, but some wonder if it will even be necessary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Sudan is not slowing down. Suspected Muslim terrorists set off a bomb at a church in Omdurman this month, caving in the roof and setting a fire that consumed furniture, Bibles, and hymnals. International Christian Concern says the house of worship was nearly 100 years old and was shared by 2 local communities. Civil war in the country has only made things worse for believers. This is SRN News. There's a moose on the loose in southern Minnesota.
And it's gained a herd of thousands of followers hoping to see the animal's journey end safely. The young male moose was spotted Tuesday northwest of Minneapolis. Fans call the animal Rut in homage to a scatterbrained moose from the movie Brother Bear. More than 18,000 accounts are following the moose's travels on a community Facebook page as of Tuesday. A Minnesota Department of Natural Resources big game expert told the Minnesota Star Tribune that moose typically only roam in northern Minnesota. Keith Peters reporting.
Thanksgiving travel is in full swing this morning, both on the roads and in the air as well. FlightAware.com reports about 412 flight delays, 40 cancellations so far today. Some 55 million Americans expected to travel for this holiday week. More details, SRNNews.com.